You walk around in a constant state of...
throat a little bit. Hi, good evening, everybody. It's Keith Coogan.
Welcome to the call sheet. Here we are in beautiful Skid Row Studios, downtown Los Angeles. I'm joined here. Returning guest, Gabe Romero.
Hey.
Thank you. Director, writer, great actor, too. You're very funny on
film.
Thank you. We also have from beyondthemarquee.biz. Is it .info?
It's .com. We've made it. We've graduated.
Really?
.xxx.
Did you have to throw down like $7 extra for the .com or something?
We didn't. Not on the first year.
They just toss in the like .biz and info for a few bucks.
Next year they up it to $7.
Okay. Well, Beyond the Marquee is a great site. I really enjoyed the Star Wars exhibit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
And John Donahue and Malone, who is a great reviews, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Great review of Dark Knight.
Yes.
Yes.
Got a lot of hits.
Did
big review.
When did you release the review?
That was Tuesday.
Who's seen the movie Dark Knight?
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm still waiting.
Saw it last night.
You saw it last night.
Cinerama Dome.
Oh,
at the ArcLight?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. It was amazing. One of the best cinematic experiences. It was great. Malone is testing out your cough button. There's a button here you can hit if you have to cough.
Apparently, which we clearing my throat still great. Comes across the microphone. It wasn't a full-fledged cough.
Well, we'll save that for later. You can try that out.
Yeah.
There's not a turn your head button, though, so you don't have to worry about pushing them twice.
I wouldn't know how to do that anyway.
We are... Oh, thank you, Jeff Fiorentino of jfrocks.com. J as in Jeff. F is in Fiorentino. Remember Linda Fiorentino? Not to be confused. No relation or anything like that. No, oh, he's got a new post up too about how to play some cool modes for moods. It's like he can play the right note. He could three notes he can play. And you go, oh God, I just feel a certain way. It's really touching. But he'll show you how to play it too. If you want to pick up the guitar, is great for, you know, getting chicks, earning respect around the campfire, killing time on the set.
You know. I earn respect with s'mores around the campfire.
That's bribing.
I have three guitars people. In my house, and I don't know how to play any of them.
Here, little boy, here's some chocolate.
Wait a second. We had poker the other night, which was a great game.
Poker night.
And I saw all the guitars, and they're beautiful. And
you actually
you
picked one up
play
and
them?
Just started playing it.
You don't play them.
Didn't bother to ask. Didn't bother to...
Oh, ask?
Like, hey, man, can I play your guitar? Picked it up, start. Plug it away.
Really? You're that uptight about
no,
your guitar?
Really. I don't really care. Fine. I just like
I guess I should have asked. I don't know. I'm a schmuck that way.
Can you play the guitar? You can play the
guitar. I can play the guitar.
I can play Guitar Hero.
I can play Guitar Hero.
I've gotten so many chicks playing that.
They're all virtual.
Life. The virtual. It's true. Yeah. It's true. My
like
virtual
I have five
groupies.
Notes on Guitar Hero.
What's funny
all
is you actually control the virtual groupies with your hand also.
Like God of War. I don't know if anyone's played God of War.
But it's just one hand of control.
Well, not if you bring a couple of girls home, then you alternate.
There are orgasms in God of War.
Does the controller vibrate when it happens?
Yes. There's wenches.
Serious.
And two. There's two wenches. But they're like, come here. And you're all like out of health from beating the Hydra or whatever. And you roll into the room and there's like treasure vases and stuff. And you can like hit them for a few points and recover a little bit. But if you get into bed with them and hit the right moves. Okay, labia. If you hit the right moves.
What's my labia button?
Very much like real life.
I can't find the clitoris button.
It's at the top.
Left, right, right, left. That's the labia.
It is called an Xbox. Anyway.
No, what you have to do is you swirl it. You swirl it around.
There's like half moon shapes. And it's like slower, faster. And eventually at the end, it's like boom, and all of these like hearts, and you get like healed, and you...
And then your controller smells funny.
Yeah, and you can do it right again.
It sticks a little bit.
You do it right again and it gives you like 30. It's like, it doesn't give you quite as many, but you can go through it again.
Just like real life.
Howard Stern over here. Jeez. My family's listening.
I have to admit, I am a grown man and I play video games. That's fine.
What's your favorite?
I was Black Ops.
Is it really?
Yeah. All right. I'm sneaking around and ninja and can't hear my footsteps and I'm not on the radar.
You can hear your labia button though.
Yeah, when you're running all stealth, you don't want to jizz.
I mean, the normal way you hold the controller, you can't actually reach the labia button.
It's something they have to fix. They have to modify that for the next one.
You have to hold. You have to come close, then back off. Then you have to get closer. Well, we will stop comparing video game controllers to female anatomy.
At some point, but not right now.
Not yet. No. At 9 o'clock.
So the other night, okay, so poker was great. What was I... We
oh, and did. Don't let him fool you. He's a bit of a card shark.
Really?
Like yeah.
Is
so like the first, we played for about 3 hours, and he starts off, and he's like, oh, and he's down in the chip count towards the beginning, and he's like, man, you guys are so good. You're getting, all these hands, and at one point our other buddy is like dominating. He's got all of the $100 chips, and he's all gangsta, and he's, and then all of a sudden Keith's like, all in. Just out of nowhere. Cool. Just complaining all night. I'm just getting these same two cards over and over.
Wrote him in. Took about half his chips there and then a few hands later took the rest of them. And that was fun, though.
That was good.
We got to do that the other night. We did poker night. Oh, Death Wish 3.
Death Wish 3. We watched Charles Bronson classic Death Wish 3.
Look, you can't go wrong with Charles Bronson. You can go wrong with a movie that ends in 3, though. I'm just saying. Not that we did.
You looked it up quickly while we were watching, and what were the studio notes?
No, it was... this is perfect. It was originally titled Death Wish 3, the way like Rocky was titled, yes. Rocky 3, Death Wish III, but Canon Films did extensive research and found that 50% of Americans could not read Roman numerals. So they changed it to Death Wish,
the number three.
It was good fun. We were like, this is the greatest action movie ever. Wasn't it almost rated X or it was?
It was rated X.
Not the one we saw. I mean, it wasn't rated X in theaters.
The one Charles Bronson went totally pantsless. When Charles Bronson pulled out the NES controller, he had 3 orgasms right there.
That was the version that Fred Willard was watching this week.
Yes. Oh,
good. Thank you for bringing Fred Willard into the table.
A moment of silence for Fred Willard, please.
I don't know where he would get German pornography. No, sister. Doesn't everybody have that? He's made some pretty daring choices in his comedy. But little old man, he ain't no peewee.
This will not.
I was going to say, I think he was seeing the movie based on a recommendation from Paul Rubens.
Yeah. Are we still talking about Charles Bronson?
No, we've kind of. I just had to bring in Fred Willard because it's 70.
This will not hurt.
Can someone show him AOL, please? Show Fred AOL. They've got to have like a soft
Fred, we were trying to a web TV account.
We were talking with the. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm done talking about how Fred gets.
Keep hitting that cough button. Every time you talk, that's the talk button.
No, we were talking with our buddy, and he was like, he paid something like $89 for a porno movie. And I'm
really?
Like, why?
Oh, what hotel was that?
So much. No, like he bought the DVD.
Wanted to own, he goes, I just want to have it and own it and have, that person.
That's the button.
Can I
right
hit your
there.
Cough button?
I'm going to try it again.
Like, with so much free porn on the internet, why are you paying for it?
Apparently, particular performer had, there was an affection there, and it was, I had to own and have it right there on the hard drive.
Maybe he thought it was the premiere.
You couldn't do a Google search and then like hit video tab, then hit safe search off. It's real easy.
You know, wait, Keith, have you done this before?
And
this
then is you can
step
find
by step
to find
my own by Keith Coogan
movies.
On how to
honestly,
save
sometimes you just need to buy a porno video for the commentary.
Wait, they have commentary tracks?
They do not do commentary track for porno.
I would kill to see a porno with a commentary track.
We'll do that. We'll do commentary for porno.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Now,
and we need Morgan Freeman to narrate the action.
We get screeners.
Well, it was at this point where I inserted myself into her anus.
We get screeners in for Beyond the Marquee, which is great. It's the whole reason why I wanted to get into the site to get the free movies. And we have this company called
Synapse.
Wouldn't
it just be Organ Freeman? Would that be his porn name?
I send them all
Organ
to Malone.
Freeman.
Malone gets all the crappy movies, and he loves that Grindhouse, all that stuff. He'll watch all the – I gave him one today. It's in his
– I don't love all of that stuff.
Okay.
Freak Dance was probably the worst thing I've ever had to sit through.
Never even heard of Freak Dance.
That's why I give them to
John pulled me to the New Beverly Cinema Tuesday nights. They do Grindhouse Cinema, and I think this week they're running The Addiction –
Oh, I don't know. They have Great Outdoors tonight.
For a week, and it's a great...
Oh, yeah, they did. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, Great Outdoors. Is it tonight? Midnight?
It's tonight, John Hughes.
All of our listeners in the Los Angeles area, we have a midnight showing of the Great Outdoors starring Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Chris Young.
And Bart the Bear.
Go find yourself a spin cycle.
Annette Bening. Did you say that?
The girl from Boy Who Could Fly. What's her name?
You say Annette Bening?
Annette Bening?
She plays the wife of Dan Aykroyd in the film.
Yes, she does.
Or is that,
yes,
John, she does. Is that John Candy's wife?
No, it was Dan Aykroyd's wife because she's the one who, and I just said it, go find yourself a spin cycle. Yeah, she complains to you know, Candy's wife that sometimes she has to sit on the dryer or the washer.
That's before PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep bringing that back. I'll stop.
The Great Outdoors is still a standing set on the back lot of Universal Studios.
They still part have the tour. I used to be a tour guide there.
Yeah. Did they use that for Coach?
Yes, it was also an exterior in the Naked Gun 33 and a third. They used that log cabin for that film.
Nice.
Yeah, they'll reuse all that stuff.
I wish there was someone like that worked as a tour guide or something like that at Universal Studios here that could help us. Like, you know, maybe someone that worked on Jaws or...
Right. somebody knew what they were talking about.
That was me. I was a tour guide.
Now, did you have way more info than they trained you on?
Working at Universal in Florida and working... at a movie theater and a video store, I knew a lot of stuff. I remember there was one girl in training. There's an extensive test, like a phone book you have to memorize, and you have to know every movie you're studying. Like, who produced The Godfather? Well, you know, Paramount. A lot of people don't. That's where a lot of people fail. I'm really good at that. Mm-hmm. Long story short, they asked her who Clint Eastwood was. She had no idea.
What?
What?
Oh my God!
So she didn't make it. She was like the only one out of our class that didn't.
I went
well,
and
she
saw.
Doesn't deserve
she
it.
Doesn't. You're right.
I went and saw a screening. At the LA Film School, like a year or so ago, and they had, or whenever it was that the new Nightmare on Elm Street came out, and there was a poster of the original hanging in the elevator. My buddy and I get on the elevator, followed by a couple of film school students, and you know we all know those film school students. So they're looking at it, and they're
looking
like,
at you, Malone.
And I'm just looking at these condoms, like, ooh, film school.
And the kids look at it and go, that's not the poster for Nightmare on Elm Street. And my buddy and I look at each other and just in like the most brokenhearted way, we're like, that's the original. Wait, Nightmare on Elm Street's a remake?
Are you serious?
Yes, film students. I wanted to.
You have failed film school.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's sad is what it is.
That's really sad.
It's just heartbreaking.
You know, there's an original Total Recall, too.
Yeah.
With a guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really marvelous.
Oh, I saw the new preview. The new preview has the three-breasted prostitute.
Yes.
No way.
There is a three-breasted prostitute.
Yes. And you don't see, they're below frame in the preview, but she's...
Are they gorgeous?
Certainly a hell of a lot more attractive than the original.
Are they real this time?
Is it actually Kate Beckinsale with three breasts?
No.
That would be really
cool.
That
would be amazing. Yeah, no, it's not.
Cool. Is it Mark Wahlberg?
We'll somehow arrange her onto a movie shoot, and then we'll CGI three breasts onto her later, just for the heck of it.
Well, apparently that's a real thing. There are...
You can be trimasted?
Yeah.
Trimastodon.
Okay, we see Skid Row is happening. There's all sorts of artistic people running around. And hi, guys, how are you? Good to see you. Nice.
I love your view of the pool hall. It's really great. You got a nice window looking right into the pool hall.
We are pimped out at SkidRowStudios.com. By the way, the show reruns every morning at 9 a.m., and I'm using my radio voice. I'm kind of cracking John up as I do it.
What kind of contortions are
you're selling that microphone.
The show runs.
Do I look like Venus Flytrap or something? Johnny Fever. WKRP in Cincinnati was a big influence as a child.
Such a great show.
That's such a great show.
That was brilliant.
And Talk Radio, the movie. That's my only reference to what I'm doing
that's
here.
That's how you learn.
I go, yeah.
You go to broadcasting school.
I don't know. I apologize. I have no idea what I'm doing here, but I have fun every night, and thanks for joining.
And you should.
Us guys.
It's a good time.
Yeah, yeah. No, thanks for having us. It's great.
So, Death Wish. We were watching Death Wish 3. That's right. And in the middle of it, we're watching the bad guy. He's like, he's got the shaved, inverted mohawk, so right down the middle of his head, this thing, and then red paint and these like not equal signs on him. And I'm like, he looks really familiar. Who is that guy? Didn't remember?
Although it looked like, it surprised me because that reverse mohawk just looked like a receding hairline.
Yeah.
But it was deliberately done.
No, what was his name? You're looking him up now.
He was, can I say?
His name is Gavin O'Herlihy, and I recognized him from Superman 3.
Another three movie.
Yeah, he was the jock that was like with Lana Lane or mm-hmm.
Brad. He was Brad.
But, yeah, who's Brad?
That's right.
But
that's
he
right.
was better than that before that. He was.
I forget. Who was he?
Remember on Happy Days, he was the older brother.
Yeah, we talked about
this. Chuck. He was Chuck. Older brother Chuck.
Yeah. And Chuck disappeared.
Yeah, because I think once you do Death Wish 3 and the things he was, the raping and the mm-hmm. badness, it was good.
Charlie Bronson makes you disappear after a Death Wish film.
Yeah.
Who wants a condom, by the way? Keith, you want
there
a
are there are rainbow condoms on your yeah. on your table. Here. Yeah, I don't know why.
By the way, can we just take a moment?
No, you know what?
Called
we
had our Trust X,
yeah.
which makes
show.
Me curious.
I do not trust a condom that looks like this.
So do not. Oh, where? If used properly, this will protect from HIV and AIDS. Change rubber latex. You could be allergic. Okay, that's cool.
All I got was a rock.
There's websites and stuff.
Oh, did you want one too? Here, Johnny.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
Really? That's really kind of cool.
For another 3 years.
Okay. How come we don't have Skid Row Studios condoms?
Because your face was on them. That was enough.
That was like, oh.
Have you ever heard the expression, Keith? The face for radio? Have you ever heard the expression?
Yeah.
You know?
I've got a face for condoms.
This is the Eddie my life has turned into. Okay. Hi, guys.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, man.
This is fun.
Is it?
We're having a great time, aren't we?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So wait, Beyond the Marquee.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk about this because I really do. It's deep, too.
Yes.
It is.
You've seen one episode.
And you do the giveaways.
We give movies away.
I've seen other episodes, but you weren't in it.
You got to watch mine.
There's another guy. I was like, I saw the clip.
Yeah.
On your page, it shows like the thumbnail.
Yeah.
I went, John looks shorter, heavier, and with more facial hair, and it wasn't.
That was
you at
Malone.
All. It wasn't.
Oh,
yeah, but he was a girthy. He was a big man. He was tall too.
Oh, that's
was,
my. That's probably
who is
you're
that?
Talking about my friend Steve Czarnecki, who is like okay. who is my. I'm not going to say partner because it sounds like we're dating. He just had a wife today, so congratulations.
He had a wife.
Steve Czarnecki.
He had a wife
today.
Welcome
it
to wife
his.
Into the world.
He had a baby.
He swear to God, I'm sober.
He had a baby today with his wife.
Rebecca. He gave birth to a beautiful wife.
His daughter. He has a daughter now. He has three kids now. Well, that went off track. Anyway, that's Steve Czarnecki. He helped found the site with me.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go.
You guys, how's this free DVD, Blu-rays working out?
Oh, my God, it's great.
Yeah.
So good.
When you get preview shows, tickets, and things.
We get tickets, invites. We're slow. I'm waiting for the Walton's reunion invite. Is that coming? Can we go to that?
Well, I was lucky to get an invite
for
that.
I want to go.
The Wilshire Abel Theater in September, I think.
That sounds cool, though. My mother, we used to watch it all the time.
Do you want me to hook?
Can you hook
Beyond
us up?
The Marquee?
We
up
will
to
be there.
Walton's?
I guarantee
is that
you will be
you're
there.
Film based. Is this a TV
No, it's all entertainment. It's all entertainment. Everything.
We really. Go beyond the Marquee.
M-A-R-Q.
Is that maybe where the title comes from?
We'll go all the way to Walton's Mountain.
You're going to stretch out, Keith?
Yeah, I'm going to get comfortable here because this was historic. You see, the way this town works, ladies and gentlemen, is through networking. And what happened just here, you just heard, because this is going to be great, because you know who's going to be there?
Keith Coogan.
Everybody. Jonathan
Let's go.
Frakes and...
Hey, you hook it up. We'll be there. We'll promote
Willis. I'm sure Willis will be there.
From different
Hey, while
strokes.
You're handing out tickets, you know.
Well, John Boy will not.
He's
so
not
if anybody
be
has
there?
A problem with him, go ahead and come.
Richard Thomas will not be there?
A conflict. He's shooting something.
What, Battle Beyond the Stars 2?
Come on. The 40th Walton's anniversary? That's fucking cockamamie.
I want to go, man. I'm going to be there.
A lot of years.
I used to watch it when I was a kid. I remember the episode where you almost... Did you burn down the bar?
Oh, yeah. I burned that shit down.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
But then it was revealed I had all these terrible scars on my back from where my alcoholic father beat me. They're like, oh, that's why he's a brat.
Feel good show.
Yeah. Values. They took me in for like 21 episodes. It was nice.
That's cool. That's a good run.
Like, season's up. Get him out.
Oh, that was good job there.
My tenure coincidentally lasted just that season. I don't know how.
So anyway,
Beyond the Marquee will be at. There'll be so many people to interview. You'll cough up a furball.
We're editing one now. You'll love this. We're editing an episode now that I host where I went to Malta and went to Popeye Village.
I'm very excited about that.
They have the same, that village from the Popeye Robin Williams, Robert Altman movie from 1970. They shot, I think, 79. It came out in 80. It's still there. It's still there, still standing, repainted, barely holding, I think the paint's holding.
You get
the sets
to walk
together.
Near Wimpy it or around it, or are they selling buildings. Tchotchkes out of it? Really?
You can go in the buildings. They have a Maltese olive oil. She's nuts. They have a Maltese Popeye. They have a Bluto, and they look not. They're like makeshift costumes.
Sorry,
I don't even know what theme that was.
Yeah, it had a.
That
beat
was pretty good though.
I'm sorry.
The rap guys the down music the hall is are really staring you down right now. So bad.
That didn't resemble anything.
You haven't burst any copyright or anything.
That was like a Jack in the Box
song.
Theme. That was like I was just like winding up a toy, and I thought someone's head was going to pop out of a box as you were doing that. It had nothing to do with Popeye.
I'm not known for a singer. I'm barely known as an actor, so the singing, no.
Popeye Village.
That was floated
Ladies
in the...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coogan Unplugged.
No, me. I'm me. In the 80s, they floated the idea. They're like, you should, friends or silly friends, go do some music or something. I'm like, really? You know how silly that is?
Is that where that song
Yeah, it's not like it worked
night,
for Joey Lawrence.
That's why I learned to play guitar, Gabe.
It wasn't such a good go over to friends' apartments and play their random instruments?
Dangerous, yes. I pick up instruments and you're lucky your girlfriend wasn't home.
Wow, what's in that rabbit hole?
I'm going to tell her
I'm so sorry. Don't let her listen. Good time to go get a snack.
She doesn't listen. It's too raunchy for her.
Oh, good.
Fan. We haven't even gotten started.
That posted that she loved the cursing. She's like, you never get to hear your celebrities or people, curse. You're like, it's so.
That's fucking awesome.
Clean. Wow. I thought it was fucking great. Douche, man. That's so cool.
Do you want to hear Owen Wilson swear?
What? Yeah. I want to hear Owen Wilson swear. Yes. Owen Wilson swearing. Here we go.
Wow. Fuck you. It's crazy.
Wow. Dirty.
I don't even know what to say.
Dirty.
Wow, this joystick is crazy. Is that a
That's not a swear. Joystick's a legitimate
wow.
word.
Shut up. I really can't make Owen Wilson swear. I need cue cards with words on them.
Why is this
so
all
So does
sticky?
Owen Wilson.
It's crazy. I don't even know why. There you go.
Are you in Moonrise Kingdom?
Moonrise Kingdom. No, I didn't make it in that one. Fucking Bruce Willis took my role.
Bastard.
Wow. It's crazy. I don't know what happened. I was in Darjeeling, and then I never got a call.
Well, it was limited.
Yeah, that's true. I had no idea. Can I just do Owen Wilson, come in the next time and just do his voice all night?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You put it up on the website. Owen Wilson with a little asterisk.
Who else can come and stop by? I've heard a great Daniel Roebuck from Lost.
Yeah, I don't know
if
anyone really
remember Arts from Lost. Who else? You're great at.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
Yeah, Ray Romano.
Ray Romano.
I had to tell you who it was. Apparently,
I don't.
Apparently, it wasn't that good.
I watched this show called Men of a Certain Age, but I never watched the Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, you never watched Men of a Certain Age.
No, I only watched Men of a Certain Age. I didn't watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
Did you watch season two?
Yeah, I watched it because you were in it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll stop plugging my.
I gave him notes.
Are you
too.
Kidding?
He did
plug,
give me notes.
Plug like crazy.
You
plug
and
away.
You're like, I know. You were more aware of it too, which was
really
cool.
Yeah, okay. So like, hey, listen, you were looking down the whole time. Maybe you should look up. Well, that was the director. All right. Well, okay. Then it was fine.
No, that's fine. Jake told you.
Keith loves to know. Keith loves to know.
But you knew that was cool.
I did.
You're like, I know. He told me to do that.
I did.
You know why? Because on the other end of the line, it was like Ray Romano looking up, and they were like,
yeah, maybe they wanted the opposite.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be working at my desk. phone calls aren't easy.
You were what, the counselor from hell?
I was. I played a character named Mike, and I was the counselor to Ray Romano's son who had anxiety.
They did give you a last name, didn't they?
They gave me Mike Dokich.
Mike Dokich.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a groin
like when
infection.
Sam Rockwell is on. He's just Guy. From
he's just
Star
Guy
Trek.
from the Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, Galaxy
Quest. Love that movie. It's so good.
I'm going to die. I don't have a last name.
Yeah. Dokich.
Love it. Yeah. Good times. You didn't hit the button when you coughed.
I'm sorry. I thought I had gone away. And Malone. What kind of? So your Dark Knight review was very even-handed. Looked like an 85-90% love it. Like you were like, there wasn't any like really thrill it, kill it moments.
I did love it.
And you kept it in perspective of the whole trilogy.
Well, you know, when you have a movie as big as The Dark Knight, you don't necessarily want to give away too much because you want people to enjoy it as much as you did going in, you know, fresh. So, I mean, you're kind of in a situation where, like, you want to talk about it, you want to say how great it was, but you have nothing to necessarily back that up without giving away major plot points.
Gabe, you know how bad I am at spoilers.
Yeah. So, basically, spoiler alert for the whole rest of the show, if anybody's listening and you haven't seen it. By the way, I haven't seen Dark Knight.
Oh,
so
my God,
if
you're missing out.
No, I'm going Tuesday.
It's already ended. It's only 2-day engagement.
Oh, damn. Yeah, in 9,100 theaters.
Sorry, man.
No, it was in 9,000. That's the most biggest release I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm.
John Carter came back in 3 double D.
3 double D.
Yeah, John Carter 3 double D.
He meets a woman
that's the
with
only thing
breasts.
That would have made that movie earn money.
3 double D?
That's
even,
right.
I don't even know. Hey, you know what? Not to get off track.
He's back again. Again.
What, me? Oh, yeah. I haven't left.
Scorcher.
No.
7.
It's actually not a
different.
Bad film. It's not a bad film.
I've yet to see John Carter.
I'll give you a screener copy.
In 3D or 2D.
I think Disney sent me 10, so you can have a couple of those.
I did finally see Spider-Man, though.
You did?
I did.
The Sam Raimi one? Or?
No, the new one. Okay. The new one. The amazing Spider-Man.
Okay. What'd you think? I saw it too.
I really liked it.
You did?
I did. And granted, maybe this is just because in comparison to the Sam Raimis.
Better than Toby?
This is, way better. Way better.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
I noticed when
I got a thing for Emma Stone. So.
You do? Okay.
Who doesn't?
I have that too.
The reviews were like, she was good and sarcastic, and that was good. Like, it was ironic performance. It was. And I looked and I was watching some of the clips. And her lines seem pretty straightforward, like, hi, and I'll meet you later in school. And thing. But she did bring this, like, attitude to it, which was very Emma Stoney,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And good as a blonde, Gwen Stacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was snarky mm-hmm. when she did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was very, 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 very cute. And also,
finally
like,
gave
the
him
lead,
some of the attitude.
He had good teen angst.
Andrew
better,
did.
Better,
he
more
did.
Yeah,
teenage.
Nice, nice mid 20-year-old to give us some teen angst.
And I went, look at the 20-year-old. Who's the mom and the uncle and the
Sally
aunt?
Sally Fields
and Martin Sheen. Okay.
So
man.
I went, my God, look who they have in a freaking Spider-Man movie. Norma Rae. Oh my God.
And the president.
And Martin Sheen, man.
What's his name
the
from Apocalypse Now?
What is this? Oh. Yeah. The guy from Apocalypse.
The
lead.
The guy Charlie Lawrence Sheen's Fishburne. Been trying to be for the last 30 years.
He really has.
That's not nice.
He's been trying so hard.
Who's this? Who are we talking about? I'm zoned out.
Charlie Sheen's been trying to be his father for the last 30
okay,
years.
Okay, you know what I did read was a big turning point for Charlie Sheen was when he didn't get Born on the 4th of July. He was all lined up to do the replay Ron Kovic in Born on the 4th of July. And it fell through, and Tom Cruise took it and got the Oscar nomination. Didn't win, but, right? Got a
nomination. I didn't even know anything. I'm learning. I'm listening
to
him.
He was nominated. He did not win, though.
Yeah. Oh.
And the writing won, I think. I remember Ron Kovic at the awards and all that other stuff.
See, I had read that a big turning point for Charlie Sheen was when he went on some weird rampage about Tiger Blood and winning.
Yeah, I think it was Coke in 1986 is when it all started.
Now, have you
Coke and hookers.
Have you gone to a lot of parties with him back in the day?
I went to the same high school as the guy and grew up in the same schools and had the same teachers, but he was 5 years older. And so total.
And he was still there?
What?
He's still there today.
He was still there.
He teaches gym.
Great thing about high school girls. Yeah, he.
Wow. We did hear Matthew McConaughey swear.
That was good. It's like he walked in the room.
I got my puka shells.
We'll have to have him rap with Owen Wilson.
All I'm doing is like some vague stoner. I don't know to do Matthew McConaughey.
Well, that's all Matthew McConaughey does.
Looking fine. I think Matt Damon does a better one. He does a great Matthew McConaughey. Matt Damon nails
it. He does good. Yeah. Does a good job.
I feel the need to take my shirt off right here.
You need to walk around with a mic all the time, Keith.
Or poop.
It's the voice in the faces you make.
I like the lavaliers on the set. They put it right here in your chest. You can go sub vocal. Hi, how are you? What's going on? When's the prom? All of my character dialogue was always about some inane teen event coming of age.
It's not true. You once mentioned hiding John Cryer under a pile of clothes.
Oh, sure.
And you did tell people the dishes were done.
And sometimes we had to blow up a school, but other than that.
Now, they're on one of the Call of Duty games. I think it's the new one.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Do you know this?
Both. It's on.
Is it on both?
It's on Black Ops, and I think it's on the new one because somebody came up to me and told me that.
I got the badge, and I suddenly like became Keith Coogan, and I was like, dishes are done, man.
It says
like,
that?
Yeah, it comes up.
Oh, my. Do you get a residual for that?
On one of the games, it's a platter of cheese and fruit. And it's like all, and it says dishes are done.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you get residuals? Do you get
sure.
get a little taste.
For that line alone, over the thousands.
T-shirts.
Of nice thoughts that people send me. Yeah, residuals are funny. They come and really, you're like, oh, this is great. Huge check coming in 17 cents.
Yeah. Have you been to the residuals bar in Studio?
I have.
Technically, is that Studio City or North Hollywood?
It would be North Hollywood because it goes from like right from like east to west. Yeah. I would say Studio City, Universal City, North Hollywood.
Have you ever been to the Residuals STD clinic?
Malone's pictures.
You have bought a prostitute.
I founded that place.
With a residual check under a dollar.
Me and Charlie
had
Sheen.
Had you had the Trust-X condom, that wouldn't have been an issue.
Brought to you by
Trust-X.
I had the Trust-X condom. I should have bought the Durex condom.
It's the SAG-AFTRA. A needle exchange, which is really good.
I wish this was blue raspberry flavored because it really looks like
give
it
you something
be.
To chew on.
Yeah. Wait. You wish it was flavored?
It'll be as gum. Huh?
Malone, we got to talk. You wish it was flavored? Come on.
I wish it was blue. Yeah. Really?
You just outed yourself. All right, we didn't know.
The banana mint ones.
This show is okay. He's removed for those listening at home.
Oh, I just broke. Oh no, I didn't.
He's trying to.
He's trying to blow it up.
He's unwrapped the condom.
Playing with it.
If you've ever seen Coneheads,
oh yeah,
it's like that scene.
Is that gum? Is it chewing gum for them?
Yeah. That's what it is. What was? I forget who it was. I think it was John Lovitz.
Honestly, chewing on it. Like I just. On some chat.
Next Saturday night, 8:00 live, we're going to have a sex toy party here. They'll come through
Keith,
the lobby.
Keith, I don't think I can make it that night.
We're busy.
Totally there.
I'm Bring sorry.
Your girl. Totally there. Yeah. It'll be good times. Ooh, that's quite large.
I'm gonna make you a poodle.
Size of a small watermelon.
Speaking of my girlfriend,
she's making balloon
lot.
Animals out of his condom.
He has not pulled anything out of his pants. It's
actually just
scared
that it's going to
pop
penis.
At some point.
Made you an inflatable penis.
Well, it's nice to know they can get that big. Because I've always been worried.
Because you've had this problem.
I have.
Sure.
I've had that problem.
Who wants to talk about the event of the last few days at all? I wanted to cover it. I don't know if you want to. It's like a bringer downer, but
that's really a bringer downer. Fred Willard. He was such a good actor.
He was.
We could talk about the mermaid study.
I talked about the mermaid study last week, didn't I? I think I did. I thought it was just a distraction from the fact that people didn't have papers or they signed things or there was birth certificates missing or there was people at Bain working there when they shouldn't have been or telling somebody they were or they weren't. That's
Did you guys include in your review how Batman is a political cover for the...
Oh, my gosh. Rush
Limbaugh.
That was
Bain capital all the way.
No, you didn't
Mittens
cover that, though, did you?
No. We don't get that deep.
You're just going to have to log
into
We
go into beyond
w-
the marquee,
w-
but only so far beyond.
www.beyondthemarquee.com. And marquee, for those people that like text and tweet and stuff, it's spelled M-A-R-Q-U-E-E. U-double-E.
No, that's just E-E.
Two E's. Yeah, you,
yeah. Not like Beyond the Marquis de Sade.
Marky Mark. It's a very pretty sight.
Beyond the Marquis.
Yes. I want to win the Three Stooges damn Blu-ray. Though.
You saw that?
Yeah.
I want that. You're the too. Only person that wants to win that DVD. Blu-ray.
It's a Blu-ray.
Janet
Blu-ray.
Was like, we have a call, 407 area code.
Oh, God.
Hello, caller. Thank you for calling into the call sheet. How can we help you? You're live Hello? On the air.
Hello. Hey.
Oh, hey now.
Hey.
You're there.
This is Mike Aiello. I'm a friend of John Donahue. I knew him before he was a Marquiologist.
I work with Mike at Universal Studios Florida. We met as skippers at the Jaws attraction.
I saw that video, by the way. Yes. That was beautiful, John.
Thank you. How's it going, Mike?
Good. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
Wait, short-time listener, first-time caller.
We're having a sex toy party next week. You should come on by. Where are you calling from? Where's the 407
That's
from?
Orlando,
where are
you located?
That's Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I'll Skype in.
Oh, man.
Long-distance sex toy party.
Hook my Xbox controller up to the thing. Yeah, we've been talking dirty all night. And how can we help? Your question, your comment, your concern.
I've got a question for John, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wanted to know what his experience at Comic-Con was.
Which one?
San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, which experience? I didn't go last year or this year.
Oh, you didn't go this year?
No, now you just embarrassed me and yourself.
Hey, that's why I called, actually.
I was gone. I was in London.
You didn't go to Nerd Pro?
How was the 2010 Comic-Con, by the way?
The 2010 Comic-Con.
I never
was
asked
good.
You.
I didn't go. Mike, I know you've been wanting to go to Comic-Con. I don't know if Keith or anybody.
I have. No, but I knew that you guys had your big premiere video there with the hoverboard.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Mattel. Thank you, Mike. I completely forgot about that.
He paid me to do this.
I had to send him a $20 bill in the mail. We had Bob. We interviewed Bob Gale for. They did a prop replica, an exact prop replica of the hoverboard from Back to the Future 2 that you could have ordered online through Mattel, and we were invited from Mattel exclusively to. Thank you. That's Keith.
This makes me very happy
to go down and interview Bob Gale, the producer, co-writer, you know, all that good stuff of the Back to the Future trilogy, and he brought hoverboards with him. Long story short, Mattel has a booth at Comic-Con. And they ran the Beyond the Marquee episode on a loop, along with A.J. LoCascio, who was the voice of Marty McFly in the Back to the Future game.
If you've ever heard this guy...
He sounds like Michael J. We can bring him in.
Marty McFly. He sounds exactly like Marty McFly.
He knows some of the shows.
Ridiculously close. You want to hear Michael J. Fox swear?
Get him a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Yeah, he can do it all.
Wow.
He can do it all. And he hosts Beyond the Marquee, so if you happen to watch, I'm in episode 2.
I'm ignorant of the hoverboard technology. Is Mike, it a skateboard deck or does it hover? What is
Mike,
it?
Mike, tell him.
Well, it actually...
Not you, the other...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I pre-ordered one. It'll be here in December, I think. That's when it
How does it
out.
Work?
Well, it doesn't actually hover, unfortunately.
Damn.
It does have a surface that allows it to glide across most carpets and tabletops. And as it does the sound at the same time, right out of the movie. But it also doesn't come with handlebars, which I'm a little upset about.
I asked about that.
But it has a hole where he ripped the...
Right, where he took the handlebars out.
Sold separately for $9.95 by Mattel.
Exactly.
And that's $995.
I asked why there were no handlebars, Mike.
What did they say?
The designer at Mattel said they would have to hike the price up more if they added handlebars. But at some point, I'm sure they'll do it. But
I think they need to release the pit bull. I would pay $200 for the
video. We've talked about that too, and they were gonna see how this one went, I believe.
There was a video that was released where the person at the booth actually said they're releasing the girls' version first, because it's obviously the pink one, and the guys' version will be released later on.
Mike, all you need is the girls' version. Pink looks good with you.
It has a hole.
Oh, we've gone 40 minutes.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Thank you. This will probably be the last few seconds we'll be on the air. Thank you. That's terrible. We
if only Fred Willard had a hoverboard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm laughing like a
man.
Fool.
That was, I had a friend who waited in line for Back to the Future 3. And he saved the spot like 2-3 days before. Same friend who brought me to Jaws, by the way, how I met you.
Oh.
And we saw Back to the Future 1, 2, and then at midnight the premiere of 3. So that's about it, though. I don't have a license plate that says Future Boy.
You like don't anymore.
Out of time.
No, my friend does.
Did you?
But don't. Wait, who's got the friend with the DeLorean? Did you, Gabe, did you know somebody who?
Mm-hmm. Mike, did you order a DeLorean?
Another friend of mine was talking about
that. I know a guy here in town that has a DeLorean, though, completely replicated. It's really neat.
Did you order it?
Yeah, no, yeah, I ordered it. It's coming in the mail. It's actually smaller than it is in real life.
Doesn't come with a steering wheel.
I've got a miniature one on my desk.
There's an actual
pull
company.
It back and it shoots forward.
There's an actual company somewhere here in L.A. that will actually take... If you bring in a DeLorean,
they'll give you a flux capacitor.
They'll put in a flux capacitor. They'll put in like the handle down, you know, where the gear shift is to turn it on. The circuit, the time circuits are all there.
You can order a flux capacitor off of ThinkGeek.com.
Yes,
but so you can install
it yourself.
It won't
look good in my Honda Accord.
You need
the stainless steel frame to disperse.
Clock? Does it do anything else? Is the flux capacitor just sit there and look pretty?
It just sits there and fluxes.
There's a flux capacitor iPad app that you can actually have on your iPad, and it's an alarm clock.
I don't even know how to use it.
Does
I don't
it have like October 26th or like the whole date thing, the three dates?
Yeah, when you face it in portrait mode, it looks like the flux capacitor. When you start the landscape, it becomes the time circuit.
The time circuit.
Promoting iPad apps here on the call sheet.
Mike gets a quarter for every iPad
yes, I do.
Mention.
That we have to pay Apple now. Oh God, crap!
Really, they don't just give us free iPads for having mentioned it on the show.
We'll put it on the site.
Steve Jobs.
I would have to say, Back to the Future is the third biggest. There's like Star Wars, Star Trek, and then Back to the Future fans, and then Matrix fans, or something like that. Lord of the Rings, maybe.
Lord of the Rings.
It's funny when at Comic Con, when people come dressed up, you're thinking, okay, this is their obsession. This is it. They're like, and obviously you see, you know, many duplicates of like really big popular characters. But then you see the ancillary characters. Oh, there's so-and-so. You're like, really? They just took the time to be this? I can't come up with a reference, but
Bosk,
there are some pretty obscure
Bosk
costumes.
Bosk is walking around.
the big thing is females wearing the male, like the Superman outfit, but not Supergirl outfit, like a Superman outfit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some guy's dressed as the sheriff from Superman 2.
That was a tactic on the TV series. They had to bring in more Catwoman. They're like, well, maybe. And they did another like special with a lot of Catwoman. And they're like, well, we might pick you up for another season. Okay, we like the woman. You know, audiences will dig that.
Yeah.
I hope. Is Anne Hathaway good as the Catwoman?
She's amazing.
Mike, have you seen Dark Knight Rises?
I did. I saw it at midnight on Friday. It was excellent.
I thought you didn't like it as much as America hyping it up.
No, I really liked it. I think Dark Knight's still my favorite out of the three, I think. But the ending is great. It's a great end. There were little things here and there that I thought it drug a little bit in the middle. And I don't want to give anything away because that would suck.
No.
As an end, spoiler. I think it's a great cap to the trilogy of the films.
Right.
It was great. Right. I saw it last night, Mike, and I thought it was one of the best movies I've seen of the year.
I thought Anne Hathaway was like my favorite character in it. That and Joseph Gordon-Levitt I thought was amazing as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was pretty great. Everybody got a fair shake in the movie. Like, everybody got equal time. Like, not as much as the main characters. I'm talking supporting.
Was Matthew Modine the Eric Roberts of this version?
Oh, was he?
No.
Still a bad guy.
Yeah, I didn't like him very much. I thought he felt out of place.
I was glad to see him, though. I'm glad to see Matthew Modine working. You know what I mean? Mm. From the, you know, I thought he was great. I thought everybody did their job. That Michael Caine, as usual, blew me away. I had tears in my eyes because Michael Caine's performance was so moving for me.
Yeah, there were some really great, you know, one-on-one scenes with a lot of the characters that were just really outstanding. That kind of mirrored that great scene with Joker and Two-Face in the hospital room. Just really great dialogue.
And Mike just worked with one of the co-stars from the Batman.
I did.
Dark Knight. He just worked with Morgan Freeman.
Very nice.
He wrote, Mike, you did the 100 Years of Universal show at Universal Florida, the gigantic water show.
It's like an end of day show. It's all about the history of Universal. It's got fireworks and fountains and all that stuff. But yeah, Morgan Freeman narrated the whole show, so I got to meet him and direct him, and which was like crazy.
Yeah, he flew out here to L.A.
Did you get to see exactly what those spots on his face are?
Did you actually say to Morgan Freeman, "No, Morgan, I need you to do it slower and more homey and southern. Can you do that for us?
Can you bring your voice down like two or three?
Did he need a lot of direction?
I didn't think much of Andy Dufresne first time I saw him.
It's like he's in the room. I just closed my eyes. Morgan's in the room. Did he need a lot of directing?
No, not really. It was more about describing, because we didn't have anything ready for the show yet. It was more describing how he's being placed into the show more than, you know, the dialogue that he's saying.
That's great. How can you direct? He can't direct Morgan Freeman.
No, he pretty much give him anything. In fact, when I found out he was actually narrating the show, I had to actually rewrite it because I didn't think it was good enough.
Well, both Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, very dignified.
Yeah.
I have to say Gary Oldman has really stepped into the shoes of Commissioner Gordon, who's a good man in much too like big of a role to try to fill in. He always has been in the books. He always looks very beleaguered and very like, one more day again doing this. And he, because he's very edgy and he can be scary, and yet he pulls it so far back as this kind of like this dad kind of a guy. I don't know. How is he in Dark Knight Rises?
Well, all of the characters that are recurring throughout that series, really you see this character arc that like everyone's where they're supposed to be by the end of the third film, and it's really an achievement.
Did it feel like a smash between half of Inception with Marion Cotillard and Joseph Gordon-Levitt smashed into the Batman universe, or was there a conscious? I felt like that. And only, Tom Hardy. Oh my God! It's like let's take half the cast.
When Wayne Manor started circling around in Zero Gravity, I started thinking this is a lot.
It didn't really circle around.
No, well, okay.
I can't tell you.
Technically, it's a bat cave.
No, you know what? I have to say, I have my fans of the show and my guests and folks, and we get other people to listen every time I have people on. But they kind of know. I'm one of those people that don't give a fuck about spoilers. And I will spoil. I'm sorry. I get excited about something. Oh, my God, this part. And then the bus came over. And then, oh, my God, Squish Dude is so cool. Sorry, I would do that. So, and my fans, if they listen, if they like the cursing, if they like the spoiling, it's okay. Some of them, if not.
Hey, John, does Keith know we've taped down his cough button during this entire speech?
And you can't hear me. Was that my speech, line. My soapbox? I rant every night. I have like some sort of rant.
Like Springer's night, final thought.
Yeah, this night it would be a rant against James Holmes, the douchebaggery. He's got like a clout score of like 2. This fucker got up in a midnight showing in Colorado. Was it Aurora, Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it was Aurora.
And it's the single largest mass shooting. So there's like 70 something people injured, 12 died. He got into the theater, watched like first 20, 25 minutes of it. And he's like, this is crap. No, he watched a bit of it, left through the exit by the screen and propped it open.
Was that what he did?
Yeah, he was in all black, but half the people were dressed as freaking Batman, Catwoman, whatever. Everyone was in costumes and masks.
Yeah.
He didn't have a mask. He just went in. They said he was pretended to take a call in the movie after it started. And he's like, oh, and he got up and went out this, well, that back exit went right to where his car was. His car had all the weapons and the thing, and he got changed. So 20 minutes later, after he left, he came back into the theater and tossed the
tear
smoke.
Gas.
He tossed tear gas. And he shotgun gunned down the first like 6 people in the front row, then pulled out other weapons, and whoever was like kind of lying still or not running got it. And bullets went through the theater walls and injured people in other theaters. A 6-year-old kid was injured. People 10 died on the spot, and 2 more died at the hospital. Mm. And he was taken alive. He made it back to his car and was apprehended by police.
Wearing a bulletproof vest.
I think initially they called just 2 units in to go check it out.
He had a riot helmet on.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you heard about this too. He booby-trapped his apartment, and the neighbors were calling the police because he turned on some techno music and he cranked it up really, really loud.
On repeat.
I think I hear some Skrillex. I don't know. It's really
It's just, it's the same song over and over and over again.
Well, it's techno. How can you really tell where one ends and the other begins?
Well, I guess it shut off around one.
That's music. But
I suspect he was hoping somebody would call it in as a noise.
Oh, and walk in and go
and then
boom.
Walk in and boom, so that you've got a couple of things right. Your chaos going. That's my theory anyway. I don't think they've said that.
Malone, ex NYPD, now writes for.
No, and he had devices at the theater, and he supposedly had a remote control. He's supposed to, as everyone was running out of the theater, out of the front, he was supposed to set them off, and they didn't go off or something. I think now, they found devices at the theater too.
They need to take this guy, tie him up, take a potato peeler, and just like tear all of his skin. Starting with his eyelids.
No, all they have to do is put him in prison because apparently the prison where he was most likely to end up held during trial and all that, and he's got his arraignment 8:30 a.m. Monday morning. They're going to put this fucker up immediately.
Wow.
Being arraigned immediately. The prison said, we're going to kill him. Yeah. We're all talking about ways and how to get him alone and how to kill this fucker.
Well, because and some of the people who died.
A kid was in the theater. Yeah, don't kill kids.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Go
like
after,
it.
You know, they're yeah. like, that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Lock me up, Keith. I'll do it bullshit. Myself.
He didn't steal to take care of a family. He didn't rob a bank. He didn't do something. He didn't run for the cops because of a record or a third strike. This is an educated, like, he was just shy of
medical
a PhD,
school,
an almost PhD.
Right.
Yeah.
He
was,
like,
and
neuroscience.
Red hair, did they confirm that? Apparently he had red hair, even though the
TMZ
Joker had green
published,
hair.
TMZ published photos.
And bath salts.
Well, he is colorblind, apparently.
Sorry. I had to say the bath salts because the news is always tying things in. So the red, but he did say to the cops upon arrest, I am the Joker.
I think they said, though, that like later on that was just like, you know, a ploy. I don't think he really believed he was the Joker. I think he said it to them to try to
build an insanity plea or something.
Right, right.
And he apparently didn't like kill people at home first. Usually people like kill girlfriend, wife, family, then go kill people at school or business and then do the spree in the public. This was just straight up. Kill a dozen people right in the movie theater.
The one thing that I think is really odd about this situation as well is you would expect, and I haven't really seen it here in Orlando at all, but none of the media has really equated the whole violence in films being the reason that this occurred. I've seen a little bit of it, but you would think something like this and him saying that he was the Joker would spur this entire huge debate over that subject again.
Unless it's just a matter of time.
But that's what he wants.
Well, I want to mention this, Mike, and here's where my rant will come in. There is no debate. There is now no masks in theaters. There will be extra security. And also, they'll be making sure, patting you down, but trust me, Hershey's likes that. M&M's, all those people, Coca-Cola, everyone, they like that you can't bring your own food in the theater. Certainly MPAA, the Producers Association, and all studios like that. Oh, there's extra security. No one will be pirating movies anymore, sneaking cameras in. Camera, even a cell phone. I'm sorry, at one point they're going to be like, not only is cell phones an annoyance, go ahead and put them in this box. You're going to get them just like when we go to industry screenings here in town.
I don't mind that at all.
They fucking take your phones from you, and they've done it for years. 10 years ago, they were taking your phones from you.
But they were gigantic phones.
But 10 years ago, you used to be able to go, I don't have a cell phone. And they'd go, okay, fine, go in. Now you go out on a cell phone, they go, you're a fucking liar. I just read a tweet 3 minutes ago in the parking lot. Douche. And so there is no debate. There is just action. It's been taken very quickly. I know the film's in 9,000 theaters. So security, you know, the country, we're already on the rails with the TSA. We've already been putting up with the airport for 10 years. I say putting up with it because there has been nobody caught by the TSA actually in the 10 years. And now they've expanded to the rails. Now they're in movie theaters. And that's fine. I mean, I totally am down for that. Just want people to recognize that's happening. You know, I'm glad that there's a quick reaction from law enforcement. And, you know, if there are going to be copycat people or someone that thinks about that, and obviously this would just be a trigger for someone who's already having a psychotic breakdown, I hope that you know, security and stuff, I hope that stops it and that there's no, you know. I know that the people, Christian Bale, Christopher Nolan, Marion Cotillard, all of the players in Batman came out, Anne Hathaway, and made statements about the tragedy, and this is awful. And
they canceled the premiere.
Of course,
in Paris.
I thought that was a really good move because you cannot have the premiere and red carpet and be like, "Hi, smiles," and this just happened. Yeah. That was a classy fucking move, canceling that premiere.
And I don't know if you mentioned, I don't think you did. Warner Brothers and all the other studios have taken suit. They're not releasing box office figures this week, out of respect for the victims.
Okay.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Speculating too, that 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 it's not going to really hurt the film at all. It sounds like people are actually going out to see it.
Yeah, no. If anything, it'll drive
tickets. Stand against what's happened.
I can't imagine this would drive tickets.
No, I see it would because of the rebelliousness of the crowd that would be attracted to this. People that read graphic novels, people that are into the Batman and the Dark Knight themes. I think they would be like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not afraid. Yeah. Just like the people in New York that said, not in our name. And the people around the country who were like, I am not afraid. Don't take my freedoms for my safety. I'll take care of my own safety. You go take care of the big picture here. Mm-hmm. You go, okay, run some government or something like that, but stay the fuck out of my bedroom, my backyard, and my Bible. I'm sorry, I'm a big one. And the gun control thing, yes, we can always, you know, have great control laws. And in terms of registration and stuff, well, yeah, that's, you know, something. Is it going to be misused? The moment it's in the system, it's misused.
Yep.
Right. So don't even worry about that. If you're afraid of that, then you can get long rifles, barreled rifles without registering and stuff like that, and at least feel protected at your home. You know, the whole point of having the weapons is to protect from the government. So now I'm seeing the balance shift as, okay, now there's more security in the theaters, on the train stations, in the airport. Okay, as long as we have our weapons too, you know, that's fine too. I pray for everyone at Virginia Tech. I pray for everyone, all the victims and the survivors and the family members in Aurora, Colorado. Hundreds of people are involved. There's been a proposal in the hospital. The husband was injured and the wife was okay kid was...
Yeah.
And he goes, let's get married. Let's just do it. There's no... Life is too fucking short.
Did you read about the girl who was in the theater? She was shot in the head.
Jennifer.
Yeah, was this the girl? She
avoided
another shooter.
In June.
I believe, at a food court. She was there at 6:20. I believe she had a receipt of when she was at the food court at 6:20. I believe the gunman came in at 6:23.
It was like 3 minutes later.
And she wrote it in her diary, her blog, that, you know, she had, you know, obviously avoided death just by changing her mind and going out. And here she is at the theater a month later, and she gets murdered by
Seth McFarlane on. And this, we're about to go here in a minute. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
John Donahue, sure. Malone from movie Beyond the Marquee. Biz. Gabe Romero, filmmaker, great friend. We also Seth MacFarlane on Larry King, the little special that he did on the internet. You got to watch it. He goes, what do you like about being rich, about having money? And having missed the 9/11 flight.
Right.
He goes, I like private air travel. I'm Keith Coogan. This is The Call Sheet. Thanks for calling in, Mike. I really appreciate your...
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling Mike. In. Listen in every week. Thanks for being a part of the show. Everybody take care of each other. Have fun. Go out and see a movie. It's a great weekend for it. And take care of each other. All right. Good night, everybody. Yeah. Woo.
See you later.
Yeah. That was
fun.
That was pathetic. All right. Wow. Thanks, guys. Thanks
good
for listening.
Time.
Can I have one of these condoms?
Okay, and we're going to roll out with some great music by Jeff Fiorentino.
I think you already have one of those condoms. At this point, once you've blown it up past the side...